Asians, good to see you, huh? All right. All right. You look upset. What's wrong? You look like you're looking for a Dance Dance Revolution machine or something. Asians love that Dance Dance Revolution, don't you? God damn, they love Dance Dance Revolution. DDR. That's the short, that's what they call it, DDR. See, I said it, that guy smiled, oh, DDR. So good. Do you know what it is, sir? Do you know what the Dance Dance Revolution is? It's not an actual revolution. So you don't have to worry about that. It's not like a bunch of Asians are gonna knock on your door, hey, stop dancing! It's not like that. It's a revolution! It's a video game. It's a video game. You can relax again. What it is, it's a TV screen in front of you, and it's got these arrows that go in different directions. They just keep moving, and they go in different directions, and they're different colors, and it plays this shitty Eurotrash music in the background, right? Sounds like you're in the backseat of a Persian guy's car. You know what I mean? Just... Hey, bro, this is best music, bro. His biggest thing in Europe, bro. His best in Europe, bro. So it's got the TV, the arrows, and the shitty music, and then on the ground in front of you are these things that light up according to what you see on the screen, and you're supposed to step on that, and that will teach you how to dance. And the Asians love it. I remember last year I was in Singapore, and the Chinese people in Singapore were lined up outside the arcade, lined up to play Dance Dance Revolution. And I was like, how hard can this shit be? So I stood in line. I get to the machine, I put my money in, the hardest fucking thing I've ever tried in my life. I didn't hit one single thing on the ground. I was one step behind every moment. I was doing so bad, at one point the machine even said, do you even have legs? It just said that right across in front of the screen. Just, one point this came up in front of the screen, one of these, just. And I was doing so badly that the Chinese dude that was next was getting mad at me because he thought I was bullshitting on the machine. He starts yelling at me, hey asshole, if you're not going to play the game proper, then go play something else. Go play something your people are good at. Go play the taxi game. So I got mad, right? I'm like, all right, fuckface. That's what I like to call people when I'm mad and I don't know their name. Fuckface, I find, is a good way of going about it. Because you can't really get offended if somebody calls you fuckface, can you? If I went, hey, fuckface, and you were like, well, you want to go? What, you wanna? Like, you would actually be a fuckface if you wanted to fight if some guy called you fuckface. Because really, there's worse things you could be called than fuckface. What is a fuckface? It's the face you make when you fuck. That's all it is. It's... This is a fuckface. Look. Is that really so bad? Is it... You don't even have to say it to somebody. Next time somebody cuts you off in traffic, pull up beside them and go, hey!
You just call me fuckface?
But don't roll your eyes. Don't roll your eyes when you don't be like, because then you're cum face. You don't want to be cum face. You just want to be fuckface. I don't know what it is about coming that makes your whole body freeze for like 10 seconds. Oh God, oh. You get frozen in time, right? Oh my God, I'm gonna, oh. It's like the end of a sitcom, oh. And then the credits come up. Explain that to him. So I'm like, all right, fuckface, if you think you're so good, let me see you play this. This son of a bitch starts limbering up. gets to the machine, sets it to advanced, starts playing. He doesn't miss one single step. He's just... It was the only time in my life I seen an Asian dude open his eyes really wide. Just... Do it. Open your eyes really wide. Try it. All right. Nothing happens. I love it. Just, this is the eyebrows move. That's it. It just...